With an incoming Democratic governor who supports expanding Medicaid eligibility, some advocates think this is their year. But conservative Dan Hawkins will be majority leader, and he's a vocal critic of the idea. Hawkins is concerned about the cost and says he has not heard a clamoring for it from the caucus.
And the people I've been talking to, I've not heard a lot of people say, let's go spend all of our money on Medicaid expansion.
The House now has a full lineup of conservative leaders on the Republican side, from Speaker down to caucus chair. With a supportive governor, it would only take 63 votes to pass a House bill. With Republican Sam Brownback in office, there were 81 votes for Medicaid expansion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda at the State House.